478. Y'all thought I was kidding. 478. You know, we talk about laying up our treasures in heaven, and this song tells us exactly why we want to lay up our treasures in heaven. This is one of my favorite hymns. Let's sing all four verses, 478. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Sing it now, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex the soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whate'er betide. Sing it now, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valleys low. Guiding me, I can see as I onward go. Sing it now, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, and oh, I love Him so. Tell it now, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all at home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. I can sing a little. A little. I'm more of a song starter than I am a song leader. But I love that song, and certainly as we look towards the joy of heaven and why we lay up our treasures, because we want to see Him is exactly why we do that, and I thought that was a good song to lead. When I was going through flight school and when I was going through my simulator month, we had 30 days in our simulator training in the C-130, our instructor put us through the ringer. But one of the things he expressed to us over and over and over again as we were going through our sim training was, trust your instruments, not your instincts. Over and over again, trust your instruments, not your instincts. One of the things you had to be aware of as you were flying, especially many times when you would fly at night, was something called spatial disorientation. Many times what you think is the horizon or what you believe to be something is not what it is. So they would tell us to make sure that we're looking at our altimeters and our other gauges and instruments that will lead us right onto the flight line. That is, they would take us exactly where we needed to go. We didn't have to worry about anything. We could trust in those instruments. We could trust in the computers. And they would almost basically land the plane for us. Rather than the problem is, we do the same thing in our lives, spiritually speaking. We trust our instincts instead of the instrument. The Bible tells us in Psalm 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It guides us to heaven. Just as we sang, oh, I want to see Him, it guides us to be with Him in heaven. But brethren, we can't trust our own will and our own way. The Bible tells us there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs chapter 14. We've got to believe and trust in the instrument that God has given us to get us to heaven. We're laying up our treasures here that we might spend eternity with Him there. But we can't do it if we don't allow Him to direct us and get us there. And this year, as we look forward to laying up our treasures and those things that God requires us to do and the certain aspects of our Christian life that we're going to focus on, the one thing that you can always be sure concerning the compass that will call us home every time is the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Brethren, there's nothing this book can't lead us to do concerning our eternity in heaven, only if we'll trust in it and not in our own instincts. Tonight, if you have not trusted in the divine Word, the holy written Word of God that's been given to us by His mind, I encourage you to trust in it tonight, to put your faith in Him, and to respond to the precious invitation that Jesus offers. Put your faith in the gospel. If you believe in it, then obey it. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess your faith in Him, Matthew 10:32 and 33. And put on Christ in baptism, Acts 22:16. Just as Saul asked Paul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Are you ready to do that tonight? And if you've done those things, but you haven't been reading your Bible and trusting in that which God is giving you to direct you, and you strayed off the course, they used to tell us, if you don't trust your instincts, you're going to crash. Or if you don't trust your instruments, you're going to crash. And it's so true. Because if we don't trust in the Word of God, brethren, we'll crash spiritually. And if we don't follow His Word every day that instructs us and guides us, then we fall ourselves deviating from God's righteousness. If you need to come home tonight, let us pray with you. God will restore you, but maybe you just need some encouragement. Let us do that for you tonight as together we stand and as we sing.